the early church was all about. So, can I tell you, it has been 30 years ago that the very first international soul-winning workshop came into being in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in March of 1976. 30 years. We'd been to Florence, Alabama, to the International Bible College Lectureship. From the Garnett Church, the preacher, a couple of elders, and 23 other members went. And we all came forward. We all responded. We weren't lost. We weren't even in despair of what we were doing. But what the Bible says about it all being souls really didn't describe the church way we were. We were growing like mad. We were having a lot of fun. We were setting records every Sunday, but it wasn't really about saving lost people. And I remember the next Sunday, the 26 of us paraded through the pulpit. And we said with tears in our eyes and maniacal zeal, this is going, so help me God, this is going to be a soul-winning church. Alan Bryan, many, many years ago, that had a part in the IBC workshops, came to us, to Wayne Monroe of the Memorial Church, and to me, and said, through his nasal twang, we're going to need a workshop in Tulsa. And some of you that know him remember that's exactly how he sounds. With radical ignorance. In 90 days, we put on the first workshop in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 9,000 people came. 5,000 people wrote letters after it was all over. They have come in the next 30 years from 50 states and from dozens of foreign countries. Thousands have got a new start and gotten fired up. Some got fired up and went home and got fired. I'm aware that some of that also happened. From Sunset School of Preaching in Lubbock, Texas, Klein Payden used to say, every year we ask those that are applying, saying, I want to study and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask them the question, what was your motivation for wanting to give your lives to the preaching of the gospel? And hands down, every year it was, I went to the Tulsa International Soul Winning Workshop and my heart is on fire and I've got to serve Jesus in full-time ministry. Some of you... Some of you can remember out of this audience. I remember preaching one night on So You Want to Preach. And we made a call out of this audience that those men that wanted to come up here, right up here on this pulpit, this doesn't belong to the preachers. This is no sanctuary up here. This is not the Holy of Holies. This belongs to you. All of this belongs to you, and you need to know. I belong to you. You belong. We all belong to each other. But I mean, people came up here and we prayed for them, and there are men preaching the gospel of Christ today that stood in that pulpit that night. There are men that rededicated their lives. One letter I remember said, I was going to quit. And my wife said, don't quit until we go to Tulsa. If you go home from Tulsa and say, I want to quit, then I'll quit with you. And he came forward. He said, I was one of the responses. I went home and told my congregation I'm repenting and getting my life right with God. They all repented. We all came forward and we all got a fire and new start. That's been the report of the Tulsa International Soul Winning Workshop. It has been the Brotherhood's premier international soul-winning workshop gathering to recenter churches and individuals on Christ's focus. It is so easy for us to get distracted. We didn't have any idea where it was going. Today, we do not know where it is going, except we're looking to Jesus. We're trying to be true to the book. Even if we have not been doing it that way over the years, we want to be true to the book and to the calling of Jesus Christ. We want that fire to live. It has simply been the world's largest among churches of Christ family gathering to remind God's people of what church is to be all about. And here we are again at the end of 30 years. And we're here for the same reminder. We're here to realize that dirty rat Satan, who has no moral scruples, who will do anything, who will use any tactic to get us sidetracked and distracted from the reason Jesus died and the reason for the church being in existence, the reason for the workshop, and the reason for everything that is Christ-like and true to the Bible. Petty issues are easy for us to get a part of. And finally we've got to realize that some little bitty things are just that. They are just little bitty things. And in the language of the Apostle Paul from Philippians chapter 1, what does it matter? The important thing is, I really believe that most people come to Tulsa to get focused again on what really matters. They want to do what is really important. They want to be involved with the things that really count. But you see, souls is what it's all about. Nothing happens on the earth that is more beautiful and more important than when we lead souls to Christ.